the liquid form.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into the SSBN Network, home of the hottest hosts in online radio. And for the next 4 hours, you're about to keep it real hot and fresh. So get ready.
Right, everybody. That's right. What's up? Another Monday night. Your boy Z-Fly here on the mic, keeping it right all night. Well, at least for an hour anyway. Hey, everybody. It's keeping it real hot and fresh all... No, I'm sorry. Keeping it really hot all summer long with your host Z-Fly here. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July day. And I actually did. I went down south and saw my people and stuff, you know. Had to leave the city for a while. You know how it is. Everybody, thank you so much for joining me tonight, listening in. Tonight I have a very special artist. You know, because today is the featured artist, you know, it's time for another featured artist. And tonight we have a very great artist tonight. And I'm going to tell you all about him a little bit later. But before he actually gets on the line, let me just go ahead and catch you up with what's going on. Well, as you know, that I am doing a raffle drawing all summer long. I'm giving away free weekly Metro cards for everybody who lives in the New York City area. And for everybody else, I'm giving away $30 gas cards to help you out on the go this summer. And last month, we did have a winner. The number was 689486. And the lucky winner was somebody here in New York City. Her name is Jadar Fonsesco. So congratulations to her. She won herself a free weekly Metro card. So, girl, you good for a whole week. Okay? And so everybody, is that easy? For July, I'm now looking for the 10th caller. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now that I'm going to be doing the raffle. Well, not raffle, but I'm going to be doing it next Monday. Okay? So next Monday coming up, I'm going to be looking for my 10th caller. Now, all you have to do is call in. It doesn't matter where you're at. There's online radio. You can be in California. You can be in Nevada. You can be in Florida. You can be in Chicago. It doesn't matter. As long as you have a phone and you have a mailing address, you know, so that I can mail your prize to, that's all that matters. Okay? Anywhere. So next Monday, sometime within the show of next week, I'm gonna be looking for my 10th caller. If you call in and you're the 10th caller, you'll win, you know, card of your choice, either a weekly Metro card or a $30 gas card. It's that simple, people. All you have to do is tune in, keep it locked, keep it hot all summer long, and win, and enjoy some great guests and topics I'm bringing you all summer. Also, everybody, so some more changes has been happening. So now your boy, D-Fly, I am definitely going to be keeping you in the know of what's going on, what ain't going on, and who's going to be on the show, because I have a social media blogger, goes by the name of Jewel. You definitely want to look her up on Twitter. It's at Julie Minaj. So, you know, all you people out there who may need a great social media blogger, you definitely want to maybe hire her. She's very good. She will definitely keep your business promoted. Okay? So yes, everybody. So check out the Facebook, check out the MySpace, and check out the Twitter. It's all because of Julie or Jules, at Julie Minaj on Twitter. She's hooking me up. She's keeping it real hot and fresh. So be sure to check out the new Twitter page and the new MySpace page, and you can find it at twitter.com/realhotfresh and myspace.com/realhotfresh. And also, now, for those of y'all who have been keeping up with me, I know every now and then you may see that, sometimes stuff is a little bit behind, like the topics, but you know what? It's going to change now. I'm keeping it hot all summer long. I'm going to have the topics ready for you. You're going to know what's going on a week ahead of time. You're going to know what guest is coming up. It's going to be really fun, really great. So, be sure to check it out, okay? But like I said, tonight we definitely have a great artist coming up tonight, and he'll be here very soon. What else? Like I said, the giveaways are all summer long. This, for July, it's going to be next Monday. I'm just looking for a 10th caller. If you're the 10th caller, you're going to win a card of your choice. It's that simple. I definitely want you to call in tonight to speak with the artist. You know, the reason why I do featured artists, once a week, because it's very good. There's a lot of talent that's out there that they really want to get out there. You never know who's listening. You never know, who's chiming in. And, I'm all about helping those who's trying to get themselves out there. So if you want to be on the Real Hot Fresh Show, if you are a new artist that's trying to get your music out there, definitely come on the board. Be on my show. I'll interview you. I'll play your music, get you promoted, get you out there. Just send your name, your bio, a short bio, radio-friendly music to my email, which is realhotfresh@yahoo.com. And, I'll get the interview set up and get you on the show. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody, if you did miss the last Monday, I think it was the 27th, in June's show, we had TLC's Chili. She was on the show. We had a little nice interview talking about the American Idol performance that they did and then her little spot in Single Ladies. So that was very good, very good. So if you missed that show, be sure to tune in June 27th, Real Hot Fresh Show. And it was really good, really good, really good show. So I'm going to keep this thing moving. I went to the feature artist, get on the show. We're going to have a great show. I just can't wait. So speaking of Chili, let's go ahead and put some Chili tunes on this thing right here. This is going to be Chili's Dumb, Dumb, Dumb. Ow.
Broke some mud ties since I'm a sense mother. May I was on a team until he tried me like the lame man. I don't know why.
He wants what I got, he wants his spot, but I think not.
Boy, get a clue. You season, no, I continue. You try to block me, you gotta be a dumb, dumb, dumb. Been through too much to lose this, 'cause I'm
To get a clue. Now, if you did miss the Chili interview last week, not last week, but June 27th, be sure to go back and download it. It was Miss Chili from TLC and also What Chili Wants with VH1. Had a great interview. But tonight, we have another feature artist. And as I was telling you, we are doing featured artists each month because we are definitely going to promote those people who definitely deserve the promotion. Now, tonight, I'm so proud to introduce this major artist to the show. Now, he goes by the original name of Oracle. Now, he was born straight out of Newark, New Jersey. Now, some of y'all might know it as Brick City, okay? So y'all ghetto people out there. Now, Oracle, he has spent the past 5 years cultivating his divine craft of music and art in unison. Very interesting. Now, he has the vocal charm of a Nat King Cole. He has the swagger of a Marvin Gaye and an edge that is hip-hop. Now, Oracle has a flavor that is long needed. And he is really, really here to change the game, y'all. I'm serious, okay? I hope y'all are listening. So tonight, we are fortunate to get to know him because the messenger is here. So everybody just sit back, chillax, and enjoy Art, Truth, and Life, an interview. Now, I present to you the one, the only, and you know that has to be Oracle. Welcome to the show.
What's up, man?
What's up, Oracle? So glad that you are here tonight.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, just making sure. What's up, man?
I feel you. Oracle, okay, you know what, like, whenever I was just, you know, giving you your intro, I mean, I'm just like, you know, just listening to myself. I'm like, wow, this is a powerful artist that's about to be on the show. And Oracle, you really have a lot going on. I'm so glad that you're here tonight because people are really about to know who Oracle is. You know what I'm saying? What's going on? How you feeling?
Good. I'm busy in my head trying to, you know, put things together so I can have more to give, you know. So, you know, I'm just making stuff right now. I'm making stuff. And
trying to help people in the process, very busy man. Now, Oracle, now, in my intro, you know, I did mention that you refer to yourself as a Nat King Cole, you know, as far as, you know, his vocal charm, and then also as a Marvin Gaye, as far as your swagger. Now, you know, that right there in itself is very unique because, you know, you didn't say something like a, you know, like a Tyrese or, you know, like a Boyz II Men or something. You know, you named these legends. So what specifically about these two legends, you know, that has really inspired you?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, some things you really can't explain. Like, you know, like for me, it's just the fact that I'm passionate about their work. You know, I think I feel like I'm passionate about what I do, and I admire people that came before me. You know, that helped pave the way to show artists like myself and other artists in different facets how to you know just be brave. You know what I'm saying? And you know, defy what you understand or you know what you see as limitation. You know, and just go with it. You know, there's no formula. You know, you can't compare yourself to another person because you have your own journey. So, you know, I just do me.
Exactly. Now, you know, now in today's music, you will find where a lot of, you know, a few artists, they do pay homage, you know, to the great legends. Like, for example, I think Lloyd, you know, he did a piece where he added, you know, some of Patti LaBelle, and then Kanye West, he did a piece where he did some Chaka Khan. But today's music is really far, you know, removed from, like, the Nat King Cole and the Marvin Gaye days. So being an artist yourself, you know, what is your outlook on music in all genres of today?
I think every layer, every different type of music has a reason, has a purpose to, like, you know, has a purpose, period. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying what I do is better than what somebody else does or vice versa. So, you know, I think everything is necessary. Even the stuff we see is just crap, you know, that we judge or critique and be like, why is this out? That's necessary, you know what I'm saying, to the game for people to really come out with something real. And, you know, I mean, I just feel like music all around is necessary. I don't necessarily like every type of music, but what I try to do with my own, you know, artistic journey, you know, is to tap into different sides of who I am. If you're a true artist, you don't have one side. You don't have any side. You know, it's just whatever you are in that moment. And, you know, I just strive to do that and look for other artists and, you know, up and coming and legends that pretty much, you know, always try to explore every side of what is music, the art of music, you know what I'm saying, the art form of music.
Exactly. So now I was reading in a quote where you refer to yourself as a new age Renaissance man. Now, you know, that is a big title. So what makes Oracle the new age Renaissance man?
I mean, it is somewhat self-proclaimed, but at the same time, it's valid. Like, you know, I do many things in art, you know, musically. You know, lyrically, visually, you know, I'm a visual artist. I'm a graphic designer. I started off doing graphic design and illustration. I went to school, Arts High, you know what I'm saying? And I went on to Parsons and then took a shift and went to Rutgers and went to school for journalism to kind of learn how to be a better writer. You know, for me, that made sense. And that's why I stuck to it and did it. And, you know, I'm able to really, you know, speak for myself and represent things in writing and lyric. You know, now that I take time out to learn. So, you know, between doing music and art and, you know, being into lyrics and, you know, writings, for me, you know, these are all things I create. So, you know, that's the Renaissance man right there.
It sounds really hot. Can you hear me, Oracle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you hear me, Oracle?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay, everybody, y'all know how these technical difficulties are, y'all know how it is. All right, so we're going to keep this moving. So basically, I definitely want everybody, you know, if you're listening and you want to call in and talk to Oracle, this number is 646-200-3136. Again, 646-200-3136. And also hit me up on my social networks. We'd like to have my social media blogger. She's up there, Miss Julie Minaj. She's doing her thing right now. That's Facebook, Twitter, or myspace.com/RealHotFresh. If you have any questions for Oracle, we'll definitely get those on the show for you. Now, speaking of Oracle, now Oracle is a very unique and mysterious name. Now, how did that name come about, and what's actually the meaning behind Oracle?
It's my name. It's who I am. You know what I'm saying?
That's your name.
I think we're all oracles. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we're defined by you know, our names, and then we are who our names are. If we're so lucky to find out what we really are named, you know what I'm saying? And for me, I feel like I'm a messenger, but at the same time, I think everybody has it to be a messenger. It's no level of, you know, I've been through more, seen more than you. Like, we all got it. We all got the light. You know what I'm saying? We all have that. We don't have to go through this whole religious process and psychological analysis to get there. Just be who you are, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes that ism has a name to it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Okay, so yeah. We're definitely gonna get into go ahead.
I didn't say nothing.
Okay. Now we're definitely gonna get into some of your music. Now earlier whenever the show started, we opened up the show with your song "Mission Is Love," which was with the intro, and that's mm-hmm. off your mistake, the mission mistake, correct?
Yes, it is. Cool. Absolutely. The mission is love, definitely. I mean, every Friday, today, I say it every day. Like, you know, these songs are a reflection of where I was at a certain time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is for me. These are like my love interpretations for where I was during that time, you know, and I had to go through the whole mission writing to get to where I'm at now. And right now I know what I am, you know, I know who I am. I know what life is, you know, I'm closer to God and I just want to have fun. So a lot of the new material is a little more progressive, but the mission is definitely love. And that's what we're going to hear right now.
That's what's up. So we're going to actually go ahead and just replay the Mission is Love that we played at the beginning. For those of y'all who might have tuned in late, here you go again. This is Oracle, The Mission is Love. Thank you, everybody. This is your boy Z Fly. It's your boy Z Fly. Can you hear me, Oracle?
I sure can. What's good?
Okay, great. My bad. Okay, so everybody, that was Oracle's Mission is Love. Now, we're definitely going to talk about this mixtape, The Mission. Now, Oracle, now, just listen to that song. I mean, it was very soulful. It was very deep. Now, your mission could have been anything, but your mission is spreading love. So, you know, how did, you know, spreading love with this mixtape, how did that come about? You could have spread it. You know, your mission could have been anything.
Well, excuse me, pardon me for cutting my throat all on the radio. a lot of it, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah. A lot of it came from, like, losing love. You know, I mean, I witnessed, like, a handful of people leave me, pass on in the past couple of years, few years, actually. It was kind of hard for me to deal with that because these are people I love so much. So it really wasn't no formula to making the music. It's just these were the songs that were coming out of me at the time, and I didn't even realize the mood of the whole mixtape until after I finished it. I realized it was real mellow, and that wasn't really their intention. You know, I was somewhere else in my fantasy mind, but my heart couldn't really, you know, be defeated. Like, you know, I had to kind of pull out. You know, so when I listened to the material after I did it, I was kind of like shocked that these songs were with what I was hearing back. They all had a certain type of groove and, smoothness to it. And that's because I was just at a place of calmness. You know, I wanted just to find my peace again from losing people that really meant a lot to me.
Oh, wow. Now, is this your first mixtape?
Technically, no. You know, back a few years, I had a mixtape. Called The Quest, which wasn't really officially a mixtape because it was more for me to just record some songs to hear myself. And what wound up happening was I got a little smart with it. You know, I actually recorded really pretty decent sounding tracks, and I would use them to pretty much get gigs. And it started out kind of innocent. I was just kind of playing with the idea of taking the songs that I recorded on a CD I made for myself pretty much and email out some tracks to different ads, postings, what have you, and then things started to kind of happen where people were calling me back and wanting to collaborate or hire me or whatever, and then I started to feel a little validated, you know what I'm saying, because I originally started out as an illustrator. I wanted to draw and do comic books professionally and, you know, make graffiti designs and do pieces and have museum, a gallery, you know, gallery shows and stuff, so that's where I was at till I was about 21. And, you know, these songs got me pretty much in the mode to pretty much do music for real, you know, and that's where I am now.
That's what's up. Now, on The Mission, how many tracks is on it?
I think it's 12. Yeah, it's 12.
What is your favorite?
My favorite track is, it's dual between Mission is Love and Distortion. Yeah, those two songs to me make up pretty much the rest of the mixtape in my head. You know what I'm saying? It pretty much makes up the mixtape, Distortion and The Mission of Love. Like, that's pretty much the two major components to everything else that happens in the mixtape. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Okay, so everybody, you just definitely heard The Mission is Love. Oracle's next favorite track is Distortion. So we're going to hear Distortion right now. We're going to keep rocking it out with Oracle. We have more questions. Definitely get your calls in, 646-200-3136. We're going to hear Distortion right now by Oracle. And also, if you want to hit us up in chat, you can go to the blogtalkradio.com chat. Hit us up with any questions or comments for Oracle. And also any of the social media networks, Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. This is Distortion by Oracle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what? That's what to everybody. That was, you know, that was Distortion by Oracle. Hope you enjoyed it. It's Oracle. I love that. I actually like that one myself. Now, whenever whenever a person listens to that, like, what message was that song putting out there? You know, it's called Distortion, but like, what is the message that you want a person to get out of that wonderful song?
Well, it's not really, honestly, certain songs that I wrote weren't really for anybody. These are just like testaments to myself, and I guess that's why that's one of the two favorite songs for me, because I didn't really write it from a place of really, it was kind of me being candid and transparent, you know, so, like you could see through me and really see what I'm about and where I'm at right now. So to me, that song is just vulnerable, you know, it's talking about graduating from fear to just knowing that there's no need for it anymore, you know. Yeah. And I guess that's the message then, you know. But it was more for me, you know. That was more of a selfish song, you know what I'm saying, real kind of selfish for me to get out so that people could kind of see who I am, you know what I'm saying, and what conflicts I have, you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. Who are some of the people that work with you on your mixtape? Some of the names.
Producer Cordesia. Excuse me, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah, my signal is acting crazy. Yeah, sorry about that.
No, I'm
just saying. I work with a producer named Cordesia, and actually used some samples from my favorite personal heart-to-heart producers. You know, Jay Dilla, rest in peace. You know, The Roots. You know, did a little sampling. You know what I'm saying? Which is why I can call it a mixtape, because it's a accumulation of sample tracks from my favorite producers, you know what I'm saying? So it still has the principal rules to a urban hip-hop mixtape, but it's just like my, you know, like with more of a vocal approach, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually singing to real hip-hop tracks. I'm not just doing these R&B licks, but these are tracks that rappers, you know, tap into, you know.
Exactly. Now, are you a one-man show, or is there a band that come with you, or...
Well, it's Oracle and Sound Tribe. Sound Tribe is, you know, for me, a collective, you know what I'm saying? We came together and we make all the tracks that I've written, pretty much the songs that I've written, and we do some covers that are, you know, that's heart to heart, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're not a cover band. We do original material, pretty much my material, and, you know, we do it live, you know. But my ultimate picture for Sound Tribe really is to you know, have digital elements, synthesized elements, and the live instrumentation together with these different types of, you know, different styles of music, original music. So it'll never stop growing in my mind. You know, it will be a journey. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what, now just listen so far to two of your songs, you know, it's definitely that, you know, whatever you sing, it's, you know, to you it's art, you know. It's not just something that you're just doing. You know, but now does it ever get kind of tough, you know, being in a unique, you know, well, I mean, being so unique as yourself, you know, and having a purpose and like delivering positive music in such a superficial music industry as it is now, like, do you ever feel like that, like, it may be hard, you know, like, you're trying to put out this positive message where it seems like, you know, the majority, they like just the club music, you know, the headbangers or, you know, alcohol, whatever. Like, do you ever feel like that may be, like, a struggle at some point or no? Or how do you feel?
Nah, I mean, I don't feel responsible for nobody. That's the freedom in all of this, you know what I'm saying? That's the love and what I mean. And I'm not a prude, you know. I mean, you know, you said alcoholic. I mean, I'm talking to them because I drink as well. You know, I'm talking to the advocates because I advocate as well, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not a prude. I'm coming to you from a real place just trying to tell you, like, some really nice thing or give you a really solid message. The idea really isn't, well, there is no idea, but I'm not, you know, trying to change anything. I'm really just trying to get everybody to understand what I see through love, and hopefully we can all just come together and love each other in our own way. You know, you don't have to be like me. You don't have to execute love like I do, but just understand that that's the most important thing. You know what I mean? And still live, still party. You know, look fly. Do your thing, yada, 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 but understand that, you know, we all here for each other, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't want to sound, you know, like a priest. I don't want to take the responsibility of being a priest, you know, because I think we all have the same fire in us. It's no label on it. It's just, this is how I like to hear my hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, or my music. I like to hear it, you know, and it's very loving vein, you know what I'm saying, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I like the party, you know, but it's not really about that. You know, I'd rather my music be about who I am, but I'm still, you know, I still function, you know. I represent the people.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, you know what I'm saying? That is the art. Now, speaking of the art, let's talk about a little bit about the art of music that's going on, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and promote that. Now everybody,
yeah.
Now if you remember that, you know, your boy Z Star here, I hosted the Art of Music event. You know, actually, we can't even call it an event. You know, it's bigger than an event. But I want to definitely, Oracle, tell you more about, you know, the Art of Music. So Oracle, so basically, you know what I'm saying, like, just give them, you know, what's going on with the Art of Music. You know, what can one expect whenever they come to the Art of Music? What can they expect, Oracle? Tell them all about it.
The other music is exactly that, in the form of a concert show. And the idea for me was to take all these artists who are like me, in different locations, and just facilitate a show. You know what I'm saying? Have a really good show, really unique show, different types of music, different expressions of urban life, of different experiences through music. You know, the first Art of Music we had at my venue that I facilitate with Catherine Payne, you know, we manage and pretty much own, facilitate Majesty Loft. And, you know, we rocked the real dope concert show where we had keyboardists singing original ballads and mixing like Beyonce, you know, 1+1. And then you had Corey Walker, you know what I'm saying, who's real dope. He has like a real, real big show, you know, and then me. And the food was just immaculate, right?
It was good.
So
it was real good.
You know what I'm saying? I had my brown juice. I was chilling. The swag was on, and we all rocked it out. You know what I mean? And big up to Tasha Michelle. You know, she's a dear piece of my life, always musically and personally. You know, I really pay much respect to her for being loyal to me and backing me up and being supportive, and helping me develop melodies for my material. So big up to Tasha Michelle.
That's what's up. Now what you may not know about Oracle is that he's a triple threat or a quadruple threat. He's definitely a threat. He's also an entrepreneur. Because the Art of Music was actually held at the Majesty Loft, which is also Oracle's as well. Mm-hmm. Very nice little loft. So basically you can find more information about the loft. You can go to Majesty Loft. It's MAJESTY Loft, FOFT.com. Now, Oracle, like what kind of what goes on at the Majesty Loft besides, you know, great events? What else can they find at the Majesty Loft in Newark, New Jersey?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much it's really for other artists that's trying to make something happen. You know what I mean? It's a rental space. You can come rehearse your music. You can produce a show and pretty much have a privatized show where, you know, you're doing your thing privately with your following. We're about to do some book signing stuff with some really, really high-level black authors in the urban fiction market. And, we just going to really make it happen. And we trying to facilitate a space for people like us, myself and Catherine, that you know, we hustle and we do good business and we show that you could be from the city and be young and do it, you know, and the space is pretty much for that. So if you want to, you know, rehearse, have a meeting, you know, work on a production privately, you know, it's just a rental space. So check it out, majestyloft.com. Yeah.
That's what's up. So everybody, we're definitely going to keep rocking out with Oracle right now. We have more questions for him, but right now we're going to get into some of these hot tracks from Oracle's mixtape, The Mission. You definitely want to go out and get that. We're going to tell you all about how you can get it, where you can get it, and how much it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? But right now, this is Oracle, My Prayers, from The Mission mixtape.
For you, yeah.
Okay, my thing is, with the voice like that, I'm trying to figure out, when are we going to see you on American Idol or something? You know what I'm saying? I mean, really. All right, everybody, that was a part of my prayers. You are rocking it out with the best. Oracle is keeping it really hot all summer long right now. Now, Oracle, now, one question that I love to ask artists is, you know, where do you, like, see yourself, I guess, like, within the next year? So much going on, but where do you see yourself in a year from now?
A year from now, I hope to be doing more collaborations and traveling with the music. I'm doing some type of traveling now, but I really want to just be consistently just collaborating, meeting people, and performing. You know, that's what I want to do and create. Just make the vision bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You know.
That's what's up. And you know what? I mean, like, just speaking with you and then, you know, just knowing you, because you know what I'm saying? You're very humble, and I'm not just saying that, but, you know, like, the people, just to know Oracle, he's very humble. You know, he's a very cool guy. And I can tell that, like, you're one of those artists that, like, you know, whenever you know what I'm saying, you got your thing going on, you don't forget where you came from. A lot of artists, they do forget where they came from. So what is like, maybe one of the most memorable times in your life that, like, maybe you remember from childhood or young adulthood or, you know, whatever? What is something that you actually remember? So something positive?
Yeah. Honestly, I think most of the highlights that I had in me growing up is, like being younger and really kind of being unaware of, like, stuff that goes down and just things that happen. And I remember having so much fun just being imaginative, you know, not having to do adult things, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of that time was with my cousin who, you know, is deceased. That's a downer, but it's a good thing because we have really good memories. And he's like my big brother, you know. I'm the oldest, so I never had a big brother. And, you know, Rock with Abdul Rahman Ali, R.I.P. He was just like my big brother, you know what I'm saying? And we did a lot of cool things in the family, you know, went to camp and you know, he liked new songs of mine. I didn't even know, like, you know what I'm saying? Just like your big brother knowing your song, and it's just kind of cool. So those are my most memorable happy moments. And he actually motivated a lot of what I feel, you know what I'm saying? Because I never really had a big brother. And, like, I had, you know, that was my big brother right there, straight up, you know, from a seed, from a little nugget to manhood, mm-hmm. you know, to up until 2 years ago, you know what I mean, when he made transition. So all my good memories were rocked, word up. And I learned a lot from him, and I'm proud to say, you know, he was in my life, you know, and, you know, the whole family, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Now, also, now, there are so many young kids or teenagers or young adults who really, really, truly want to be in the music industry. You know, a lot of them, they write their lyrics, you know, they're singing to different people, you know, they're in church choirs or whatever. What advice would you give to those inspiring, you know, kids or young adults that is trying to make it in the music industry? What type of advice would Oracle give them?
Be your own person. Yeah, because I work with kids and I see how influential peer pressure is even with little kids that don't even, like, really, you know, like 5-year-olds. Like, peer pressure is a strong thing when it comes to like kids growing and you know, going to school and you know, being amongst other children. So I feel like the best thing to do when you getting older and you watching yourself grow, you know, you feel creative, like you have something to give, be who you are. Let it shine. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, let it shine. Let people see the light you have to give, and don't compromise who you are to feel pressure to do or say or be anything. You know what I'm saying?
And you know,
yeah, just do it. Just do it because you're worth it. Yeah, what you have to give is worth people seeing, and you not caring about people who don't want to see it. You know what I mean? It works both ways. You know, and I think that's a problem with a lot of up-and-coming artists and people, not even artists, because this goes beyond that, you know. People who just want to do something and do something daring and you know, you know what I'm saying, creative. They feel like, you know, they're inadequate because it doesn't fit in the box of maybe going to work every day and well, yada, 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 going to college and, you know, take care of yourself, but you know, celebrate the creative part of who you are as well. You know, you owe it to yourself to take care of yourself, and you owe it to yourself to be the creative person you are, you know.
That's what's up. You know, Oracle, everybody, they would shoot me and cuss me out on my social networks if you don't tell them where can they find Oracle, where can people find Oracle, how can they purchase the mission, what's that Facebook, what's that Twitter, let them know, shout it out.
Yeah, you can check me on Reverb Nation, that's reverbnation.com/Oracle, spelled O-R-I-K-L. And when you go there, you can pretty much purchase a CD and just check it out. You know, it's right there on the right-hand side. You can click on the mission. You'll see the CD case, CD cover. And, you know, you can listen to some snippets and decide if you want to support a brother.
Okay, everybody, definitely make sure you support a brother because the album is hot. It, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't be trying to get free downloads and stuff. No, it's about the album, people. It's at a good price. It's hot. I have it. You know what? I'm about to tell y'all right now that this is one album that you want to have this summer. Oracle is rocking out. Oracle is, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oracle, he's spreading that love. You know, he's getting y'all mind back where it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's having fun. He, he's having fun. He's telling you the truth, but at the same time, he's rocking it out with you. So definitely get the mission. Now Oracle, real quick, what are you working on? Is another mixtape coming out? What's up? What's going on?
I'm saying, son.
You know?
Nah, I got some. What I'm doing is I'm doing a collaboration EP with my boy Iris DJ. Iris. I'm doing more progressive dance, upbeat, 80s rock. It's just a whole nother vibe, and I'm really excited because I don't think anybody who knows my material or know my flow is really going to expect a lot of what they're going to hear on the project we're working on. It's called Urbanites in Flight, and that's what we are. We're Urbanites in Flight to a destination above all of this crap, you know what I'm saying? And the whole CD is like after the mission is understood, you understand the whole love aspect of life and how to just be free from all that fear and all like that, then you're just ready to love now, and you're ready to give and make people happy and make people dance and feel upbeat. So it's really the polar opposite.
That's what I'm talking about.
Everybody used to, you know, it's the polar opposite of what I've been doing so far. And I'm excited,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's fun. It's fun. It's going to be real fun. And, you know, yeah.
Yeah, everybody needs to get excited. Now, also, if you did miss it in June, the Art of Music 2 is coming out now. Oracle, the Art of Music 2, Art of Music Dose is coming. Is it going to be in Brooklyn, the Majesty? Where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at the South Hall in Brooklyn. It's 125 5th. Well, you know what? I ain't going to say a lot of you. You can go on my Facebook and pretty much the flyer Facebook page. You just type in O-R-I-K-F Facebook and just accept me as a friend and the flyer. Pretty much the flyer. I have all the information about the show Art of Music 2. And, you know, you can check it out. But it's going to be when that's out. And it's a birthday celebration, you know, a brother turning 29. I'm happy to say it, too, because a lot of brothers didn't make 25, so I'm good
with
that. Yeah, so it's my 29th birthday. I'm going to be celebrating it with a couple of friends, Johnny Voltic, who's dope. He's like electro, hip-hop, blues. We got Josephine. She does Latin soul. I got Dan Martin from us. Right now she's on tour with a Review of Rent. And myself. and who else? Rocket, my dude Rocket, he does a lot of good rock covers. Everybody cool, everybody's original, and art music too is going to be really fun. And it's my birthday.
Exactly. That's right. It's his birthday. It's open mic. It's a live soul. You don't want to miss it. It's art music too. People, doors open at 8 p.m., okay? July the 21st, $10 ticket, and VIP is $25. You can't beat that. Y'all better come at the South Pole and BK. Y'all better get up on. I'm trying to say, Oka is rocking it out, and I'm going to be right there, okay?
That's right. Bring some friends.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be an open mic as well, actually. We'll have an open mic for about the first hour and a half. So if you want to turn around the mic, you're more than welcome. Just make sure your game is good, because what's going to come after you is going to blow your mind.
Oh, wow. I'm definitely going to be there. Oracle, thank you so much for rocking out and keeping it really hot all summer. We're going to actually leave everybody with a song by Oracle called Rah Rah. Now, I love this song. I love it. Now, Oracle, now, I definitely want you to leave everybody. Just give us a little feedback about Rah Rah. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Well, Rah Rah is about being in a situation. The song itself is about being in a situation with a female who feels bad energy. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what it is. It's, you know. I mean, I think we all know women who have bad energy. And I guess, I know at the time there was a situation with a friend of mine, and I was in McDonald's drinking my coffee and had my MP3 player, and Rah Rah happened.
Okay. I know, that's right. All right, so everybody, this is it. You have kept it hot and fresh with Oracle. Be sure to go to ReverbNation.com/Oracle, spell O-R-I-K-L. Be sure to get that mixtape, people, the mission. You better get it. You have to get it. It's what's up. It's what's in. It's a must-have for this summer. All right, y'all, this is your boy Z-Fly rocking out. I will holler at y'all next week. Remember, giveaways, Metro card and $30 gas card. I'm giving it away next week. You better listen in, people. This is Oracle Zifa. I'm out of here. Rah rah. Peace.
Rah rah.
Make your face turn red, she make you cry.